Not Weary and Well-Doing, St. Helena, California, August 9, 1903. My brethren and sisters, why is so little being done to sell Christ's object lessons? Have you become weary and well-doing? Let this work advance, for there is great need that it be carried steadily forward. The school at Berrien Springs needs the money that the sale of these books will bring. This school is making advancement as fast as possible, but it is in need of funds with which to erect buildings. The Lord is pleased with the way in which the school has been conducted and with the education that is being given to the students gathered there. Will you not remember that in doing your best to bring in means for the advancement of this school, you are cooperating with Him? There is much that needs to be done before the winter sets in. Buildings must be erected and other lines of work carried forward. Brother McGann and Brother Sutherland have worked with heart and soul to bring this school to its present stage of advancement, and the blessing of the Lord has attended their labors in a marked manner. I wish to say that my confidence in these men has not at all lessened. The Lord is not unmindful of the self-sacrifice and their labors of love. I have feared that they were in danger from trying to do more than they could do. I saw that they were in danger of overtaxing their strength in the effort to advance the work and to economize in the use of means. The lives of these men are precious in the sight of the Lord. He does not want them to overwork and thus sacrifice their strength, for in the end this would mean great loss. My brethren and sisters, I ask you in the name of the Lord to do all that you can to advance the work of the Berrien Springs School. I hope and pray that you will not become weary in well-doing. In carrying forward the work of selling Christ's object lessons, you will receive a most precious blessing. As you show this book to your friends and neighbors, telling them of the instruction that it contains and why you are trying to sell it, you will gain an experience that will enable you to do more successful work for the Master. As you take up this pleasing work, for such it will prove to all who take it up with faith and prayer, the peace of Christ will come into your hearts. The thought that you are doing a good work will fill you with joy and courage. At one time, the suggestion was made to me that it might be best, when the relief of the school's campaign was finished, to make Christ's Object Lessons a regular subscription book. It was said that this book would have as ready a sale as any that could be produced. As I heard this suggestion, the thought came to me, here is an opportunity for me to get out of debt. Is not this the right thing for me to do? I said that it might be right to do as the latter had suggested. Then I sent to heaven the prayer, Lord, teach me to speak right words. Quickly the answer came. In an instant, the light given at the first regarding object lessons flashed into my mind, and the instruction then given was repeated. I seemed to hear the words. God signified that this book should be given to our schools to be to them a continual blessing. Would you exchange this plan for human devising? This book is to be treated as a sacred offering made to God, and if His plan regarding it is unselfishly carried out, the result will be wholly satisfactory. I immediately said that I would not make any change in the handling of object lessons unless God gave me plain instruction that this should be done. As I said this, I felt the blessing of God resting upon me. My brethren and sisters, as you go out to sell this book, the Lord Jesus and His angels will open the way before you. Success has attended the effort to sell the book in the past because God's people have worked in cooperation with heavenly agencies, and success will attend the effort in the future, if our people will still carry forward the work. All will receive grace for grace as they give what they can in time and influence to the circulation of Christ's object lessons. I leave these words with you, praying that the blessing of God may rest on the self-sacrificing workers at Berrien Springs and upon all who continue in the work of canvassing for object lessons. Time is short and there is much to be done. Let all who can, old and young, men, women, and children, take up this work. As they go forth, the Lord will open the way before them. The words that they speak will be as seed sown in good ground. Many souls will be saved as a result of their willing service. And at last, when we join the royal family in the courts above, the Lord will open before us the good that has been accomplished by Christ's object lessons.